It's movie time with Kevin Stein.
So in case you're like, what in the world is happening? Yep, I flip-flopped hours for you today because Kevin had other obligations to his time, helping out a colleague.
Yep, yeah, teaching a class.
So we're here now at 2:30 instead of 1:30 today, just for your special listening enjoyment. Okay, so Kevin and I were trying to brainstorm some ideas of what we want to talk about this week and decided on animated movies. Yeah. So why don't you start us off, Kevin?
Oh, with what? A good one? Oh, quiz, good movies, bad movies. What
you
do you
take
do?
Your pick.
All right. Why don't we start with my rapid fire? I want to give Angie another chance to
redeem myself.
Redeem herself on the quiz because she said they were way too hard, and
they were kind of hard.
I mentioned the questions to my class, and they were like, "Yeah, that wasn't cool. That
okay,
was
good.
Way too hard."
Thank you, Kevin's class, for backing me.
Yeah,
up.
Research. Come research. Let's see, but I thought it'd be fun to do a timed quiz.
A timed quiz? How, okay, we got a second on our clock.
Well,
up here.
I haven't decided how much I'm going to give you, but have you ever seen that show Cash Cab where
I love
they
Cash
have
Cab.
Like the red light challenge?
Yeah, I want to go to New York just to be on Cash Cab. In case you're unfamiliar, basically what it is these people hail a cab and it happens to be the magical Cash Cab with lights and sound effects and everything. And as they're driving to their destination, this guy asks some questions and they can win money. And they have a thing where if it's a red light, and they stop there, they got a red light challenge, and they just have to list as many things as they possibly can to rack up a whole bunch of money as the light is changing.
Okay. So let's see. I thought what we'd do is you have, how about I'll give you 10 seconds.
10 seconds. I'm so nervous.
15 seconds is more reasonable. Starting in 2 seconds, I want you to name every Pixar film you can, starting now.
Finding Nemo, The Incredibles, Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., Meet the Robinsons.
Nope.
What? That's not Pixar?
Nope.
Oh, I was
Time.
Wrong on that one.
You're out.
Okay, I got almost all the rest of them, though,
no,
didn't I?
No, you got 4.
Out of how many?
No, you got 5, because you said Toy Story 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You missed Bug's Life.
Oh, I forgot Bug's Life.
You missed, did you get The Incredibles?
Yeah, I said that one.
Okay, you didn't get Cars.
Oh, I didn't do that one. Okay,
you
so I missed two.
You didn't get Ratatouille.
Oh, I just saw that for the first
and
time.
And you didn't get Wall-E.
Wall-E. So okay, well, I got half. I'm
yeah,
doing 50, okay.
50% is good. That's like
okay.
In academic standards, what would 50% be? I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, F.
No. I would say that's average. That's probably better than
that's
average.
That's actually pretty good.
For people for that amount of time, come on.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay. At least I didn't blank and not say any.
No, I thought you'd do pretty well on that, and
well,
you did.
Well, thank you.
Let's do our, cause I want to talk about a bunch of movies today, but I don't want to talk about them before we have an opportunity to give our quizzes
let's do
because
that.
They might come
okay.
up.
I had a quiz. So now I have a quiz for you in Radioland. I actually have some giveaways so you can even get prizes for this. I have some gift certificates from Wingers, the restaurant here in town of where you can get a free slice of asphalt or concrete pie dessert with entree purchase. And I have 3 of them. So we are going to ask you questions and put you on the air so you can answer them. Put in your speed dial. Don't dial yet because we didn't ask you a question yet. 586-7975. I just put in some requests, so I know at least 2 of you are listening right now. You could be 2 of those 3. And they are Kevin Bacon and Karen Allen. No, I'm just kidding.
Hopefully
okay,
not.
So have some giveaways. Get ready. 586-7975. Have your fingers ready on your button. All right, what's our first question?
We got 3 questions, right?
Yes.
Question number 1 is, what was Tim Burton's follow-up to Nightmare Before Christmas?
Okay.
Same style. Johnny Depp still in it. Follow up.
586-7975. What's the style that he did? The name of the movie.
Yeah, name of the movie. Oh, we're getting a call. All right.
Okay. Here, let's check it out. See who we got on the line. Who's this? Hello?
Hello. Oh.
What? Wait, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Are you? What the heck? No.
Dial tone is.
We're turning you off. Okay. They did not get
again.
It. So. Who's next? 586-7975.
This could be bad if we have to wait a really long time.
Well, we did have somebody. It was flashing.
It was right away,
there
though.
Was
that was
quick.
Maybe some
technical difficulty. Okay, maybe we need to give him a hint. Maybe they're getting confused.
Okay.
Okay, Tim Burton, there's songs in it. It's a musical.
Yep.
Has to do with a wedding.
Yep.
Is that a good clue?
That's a good one. Okay. It's still very dark themes.
Okay. Maybe this one's too hard for him. Okay, so you miss out. It was what, Kevin? Enlighten our audience.
It was Corpse Bride.
Corpse Bride, okay.
I thought that one wasn't too hard.
I didn't think that was hard either.
These are getting easier, though, okay?
Okay, well, that means that someone doesn't get a wieners thing. I'm taking it away.
I get it.
Oh, actually, you can. Here you go.
Thank you.
Have some asphalt
Sticking
pie,
it in
Kevin.
In my pocket right now. Thank you for the dial tone. Okay, next question for another asphalt pie. Name three animated films, any animated films, that are not produced by Disney and now non-Pixar, too.
Right, because there's a lot of animated movies. 5867975.
Not Pixar.
You can pick from DreamWorks movies. They do a lot of them, actually. Some very popular ones. Should I give them a clue already? Involving ogres and donkeys.
Oh.
Ah, that's some animated ones. Did I break the phone or something? Let me check and see.
I'm gonna get two asphalt pies now.
Oh, is someone on the line? Maybe I'm just having problems on the phone.
All right.
It was working a second ago, though, I promise. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Well.
Maybe people just don't like asphalt pie.
Okay, how about I throw out one more question?
Okay,
and
one
then
more.
We'll go into our conversation about films.
Okay.
And then anytime they want to call in. And answer if nobody else has answered yet. Because it's not too fruitful to sit here and wait.
That's
true. It kind of reminds me of high school waiting for some girl to call me.
And it never happened. Well, let's not do any nightmares from your past. Okay,
okay.
So let's do another
question.
So question
number three was, name one film that's kind of that quasi-animated live action, where it's live action, but it has animated characters in it.
Okay, we named between us like five or six of them
right away.
Okay,
so you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so 5867975, feel free to call us anytime. Tell us some non-Disney animated movies, or you can say some that are the quasi-animated live action.
Okay.
5867975. Okay, let's go ahead and chat.
All right. I did what I did with the superhero movies.
Okay.
Remember a few weeks ago where I came up with my list of movies I love that are animated and movies I hate. And some of the ones I hate I know are popular.
Okay. We might have to argue a little.
First one is that donkey movie with the ogre.
That's good or bad?
Bad.
Bad?
I hate Shrek.
I like the first one. Hey, there's your clue. Get some asphalt pie. I like the first one a lot. The second one, I was like, not nearly as enamored. The third one, I didn't even see.
Really? I didn't even see the second and third one because I hated the first one so bad.
Oh, man. Why do you hate it so bad?
I hate Mike Myers. I don't know why.
Well, a lot of people in Hollywood do, actually.
I sort of like So I Married an Axe Murder, even though that's annoying, too. But... Yeah, I was telling my class this morning, I don't get the thing with the bird that kind of floats and then it like blows up.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand
that
either. That
was
weird.
There was too much weird humor, and then I don't really like bathroom humor too much.
Yeah,
too.
I don't
There's
either. I guess they do it for the... Oh, hey, we got somebody. Hold up, let's check this out. Oh, are you going to answer our question? What? Why are we just having technical difficulties or what?
People are playing...
Maybe I won't put them on the...
People are playing
They're
tricks
They're just messing
on us.
With our heads.
I think they are.
Okay.
Anyway, I had a student in my class that said he loved Shrek. His name's Devin Brooks.
I know Devin Brooks. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, but call in, Devin. Defend yourself. I want to know what you think.
So he loves Shrek, though. Okay, well, what's another one that you love, then? How about that?
Probably my
what's
favorite,
a good one?
My favorite animated movie is probably The Emperor's New Groove.
It's pretty fun.
It's got so much humor in there that's not even meant for children. It's just,
true.
I love it when they make those movies that... Kids will like them, but there's always these jokes that they'll never get. You know?
It's one of the few movies that David Spade is in that I enjoy. I like Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well,
and I like Emperor's New Groove. Sometimes he just annoys me, though.
Those are the only two, so we're in total agreement on that one.
Well, okay. That's why we're friends.
I do want to talk about one animated film that I like that scares my son to death. It's
Snow White
and the Seven Dwarfs.
Well, it's a scary movie. It's a witch and there's lightning.
He calls her the Wicked. He's like, the Wicked. One time I took him to the dentist's office and they had that playing. And I kind of turned my back on him. And then I turned around and he was gone. And I'm like, where'd he go? And I could kind of see him just heading out the door of the doctor's office. I had to go chase him down.
Because he was that scared?
He was that scared, and so I had to make him change it. But when we did our scary movies, was that last week, I think?
Yeah, because it was for Halloween.
We did scary movies, and I came home, we're getting a call.
Okay,
I'll finish
let me
the story,
see if I can get this
I think
to
they hung
cooperate.
Up again.
What?
Oh, no, it's
okay,
going, it's going.
Let me try this. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for not hanging up on me. Okay, tell me what your name is.
Oh, this is Tim.
Tim? Tim who?
Tim Chappell.
Tim Chappell.
Oh.
Hi, Tim Chappell. Do you have the radio on right now?
I think I know Tim.
No,
oh,
I don't.
Okay.
I had it on in my car on my way to Grady's class.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to call you, but your phone was giving me the busy signal, even though you weren't talking to anyone on it.
I know. I think he was just having difficulties. I'm sorry. But do you have an answer to one of our questions so I can give you some asphalt pie?
I can give you the easy answer.
Okay.
Track 1, 2, and 3.
Oh!
Okay, well, you know what? Because you were clever enough to work the system, Tim.
That is clever. I didn't even
give you some more.
I didn't even
Okay, why don't you give us some more to validate it a little bit? You already got it, though.
There's 8 Crazy Nights by Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And there's that Ants movie from a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. There
I
you
like
go.
Dance.
You earned it.
Okay,
that
good
was
job,
brutal,
Tim.
Though.
Okay, all right. I have your coupon good for 1 free slice of asphalt or concrete pie dessert with entree purchase. It's going to be waiting for you at the cashier's office. Pick it up anytime.
Okay.
Awesome.
Good job, Tim.
Thanks for calling in, Tim. Have a good one.
All right, we've got one left. We've got the... live action with animation. So if you still want to call into that one.
You still
but
can.
Let me finish my story real quickly. I was walking the kids home from school, and my son said, "Hey, Dad, did you go on the radio today?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "What'd you talk about?" I said, "Yeah, we talked all about scary movies." And he said, "Did you talk about Snow White?" I thought it was so cute.
Nice. Let's talk about another little question here. Okay, do I have you on the line now?
Yes, I got cut off earlier. So.
Yes, okay, so yeah, there was something crazy happening.
I recognize his voice.
Oh, whose voice is it? Is it your wife, Kevin?
No, I think it's my sister.
Your sister?
Oh, yeah, this is his sister.
Okay, so
that's
your sister.
I just want to say I like Shrek, so I disagree with my brother.
Oh, good job, way to be on my side.
Okay,
thanks.
Make an argument, though. Come on.
Make an argument?
Yeah.
That gingerbread man is so cute.
No, he's not. He's foul and he's obnoxious.
No, it's funny when he says, "Not my gumdrop buttons."
I don't know.
Funny. That's my favorite part.
Really?
Okay, thank you. Now, okay, sister of Kevin Stein, tell us your name so everyone in Radioland knows who you are, too.
My name is Megan Brewer.
Megan Brewer. Okay, Megan, do you want to try and answer the question since we have you on the line?
The live animated with that one?
Yes,
yeah.
Live animated and...
Enchanted, is that...
Enchanted.
Oh, there you go.
Totally counts. Good job,
all right,
Megan.
You earned it, but let's see if you can name some more. Steins have to have a challenge. Okay, name some others.
Some other live animated...
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
One that I could think of was Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That was like the quintessential
that's
mixing
good.
Of the
How
movies.
About, I'll give you a hint, Megan.
Okay.
Candle on the Water...
Oh, Pete's Dragon.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
All right. What about one with Brad Pitt where he has really goofy looking hair where it stands up?
That's most movies, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one's something. True. What's that one with the something world or I don't know.
Cool World. That's the one I was saying. See, she was onto
yeah,
it.
You're even naming the obscure ones
yeah,
here. Good job,
good
Megan.
Good job, Megan. Represent.
My brother and I watch a lot of movies.
We do. It's
sounds
sad.
Good. All right, Megan. Well, thanks. Do you want me to leave this for you at the cashier's office or do you want me to send it with your brother?
Just send it with my brother.
I'll send it all with
right.
your brother then.
Let
thanks
me put,
for calling
let me,
in.
Number two
thank
in
you.
My pocket. Here we go.
Okay. Number two. You're doing
I'll
good.
I'll take
here, Kevin.
Tim's too if you don't mind.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. So let's talk about some more bad ones. I'll tell you an animated movie. Well, that I hate? What do I hate, actually? I like most of them. Well, let me
really?
Look at your list here
all right,
and see which ones
are
I hate.
These good and bad right there.
Okay, I will say I like The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Are you serious?
But I don't think that it's appropriate for small children. When he's like all like singing about Esmeralda and everything and stuff, and it was just kind of Rocky and Bullwinkle, I hate with a burning passion.
Well,
you're totally
De Niro,
right on that.
My favorite is in that, and that's brutal.
I wanted to punch him in the face for like not doing... For doing that movie, not
somebody
doing
else
what he
is
normally
calling.
Does.
Now it's ringing off the hook.
Oh,
you must
gosh.
Have picked something.
I guess
what
we're popular.
On?
Okay, well, let's see what this person has to say. Okay, so hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Jake.
Hi, Jake. How are you today?
Oh, good. Thanks. I've got a bad movie.
Okay.
A bad movie. Okay, tell me what your bad movie is.
Heavy Metal from about 19.
Oh,
you know they're remaking that movie.
They are?
Yes, that they
was,
are.
That was so bad.
I read it in Entertainment
Weekly.
Well,
there was a, like 2000. Are they making a newer one?
They are. They're redoing it.
Can you believe it? Are you going to be the first in line for that?
Buy your tickets
three.
In advance.
I don't think it'll come to Cedar City.
It probably
Although
I don't
know. It came to Richfield in 1981.
What in the world? Of all places, it went to Richfield.
Of all places.
Hard to believe. Yeah. Can we come up with, we don't have any more coupons. Can we come up
we
with a spontaneous
with,
question?
Let's think
Jake?
Of something spontaneous.
Okay.
About animated movies so we can give
let's
you a certificate
see.
Too, Jay. Let's do something off your list.
Let's do something. Okay. Recent movie. Voices in it include Jack Black, Dustin Hoffman, the guy from Deadwood,
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie's in
and
it.
And it's coming out on DVD on Tuesday?
Yep.
Do you know what that one is?
Just recent.
Oh,
it's in the
set in Asia.
Yeah.
Has
Come on,
to
we're
do with
you.
It's animals, if that helps you.
Animals in Asia.
They all have animals. Do you need another hint?
Well, not all of them.
I can't just give it to him.
No. His name is Poe.
Oh, that was too easy. How about that?
I didn't say what kind of animal he is.
Okay, the name of the movie has three parts. Well, I guess three words.
And the first part is not karate.
Ah.
Do you know what it is?
I don't.
What?
Oh, come on now. Was that too hard? Was that too hard?
He says he's lame. No.
That's okay.
Positive
okay. Yes, we'll give it to you anyway because you called in and had a good insight of a movie that we hadn't even put on our list.
Yeah.
It's Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, because Madagascar 2 comes out in theaters today, and Kung Fu Panda comes out on Tuesday. That was our inspiration for Animation Day.
Yeah, you need to see that one. That's a really good one. Probably
All right.
one of the best.
Okay.
Well, hey, tell me your first and last name real quick. Jay, what's your last name?
Jake.
Well,
Jake.
Jake Huntsman.
Huntsman. Okay, I'm going to have a little prize for you at the cashier's office here on campus. Come pick it up anytime.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Jake. Have a good one.
Thanks. See you.
Okay, see ya. Man, we did get popular all of a sudden, didn't we? That's okay. No, we've been popular all along. I just figured out how to work the equipment.
So Rocky and Bullwinkle. So
Rocky and
we
Bullwinkle
were talking about
is
Hunchback.
Terrible.
Hunchback. It's not that bad, but it's not definitely not
No,
good.
It's not in the best. Not
it's,
at all.
It's kind of in the middle, but if you factor in the children, then it goes to the bad side.
Yeah, I would agree with that because it's too adult for small children.
Do you know this movie right here, this Song of the South?
Oops, sorry. Yeah.
It's zippity doo-dah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something disturbing about that.
What, that it's racist, probably?
I haven't seen it since
childhood,
well,
but it probably
this
is.
This guy's like a slave, right? And he's so happy about it. It just bothers me. Oh. Like, I've been a slave my whole life. Zippity. You know what I mean? It's like ridiculous.
I'll tell you one other thing that I find interesting that I read online this morning that's a slight tinge of racism as well in animated movies.
Oh.
Why do all of the animals have blue eyes?
Really?
For instance, the Alex the lion in Madagascar 2 has blue eyes. Lions do not have blue eyes.
Oh,
they have brown
it's
eyes.
The Aryan
and then
thing.
Like in Over the Hedge, they all had blue eyes.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I was like, why do they have blue eyes? But yeah, I was reading that online and they were like,
wow.
What in the world? Because they do. And Poe from Kung Fu Panda, he has blue eyes.
Wow, pandas don't
Asians
have
Asians don't
blue
have
eyes.
Blue eyes. Pandas
no.
don't have blue eyes.
No, there's a subtle message there.
Exactly.
We're going to have to do like a textual rhetorical analysis.
Interesting.
You're like, no. Not the phone's ringing again.
Holy cow, popular. Okay, let's see if they want to weigh in on what I was just saying, maybe. Who do we got on the line? Who's this?
Hi, this is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
She wants to make a correction on the blue eyes.
Oh, this
okay.
Oh my gosh!
Okay.
You know who this is?
Bring it. It's Annie.
In Kung Fu Panda, Ko has green eyes.
This is my daughter,
green
Annie.
Eyes? Okay.
Ko
well,
has
I
green
stand
eyes.
Corrected. But have you ever seen a panda with green eyes? Do pandas have green eyes?
Yes.
Good girl, Annie. Annie's sick today, so she's calling in. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, Annie, I hope
Good
you feel
job,
better.
Annie. You are awesome. Thanks for correcting your daddy.
Yes, thank you for your help, Annie. Hope you feel better.
Can we give her an asphalt pie? I mean, come on. She's 9
Gosh,
and she's 6.
Gosh, you're having me giving away all this.
I'll give her mine.
What I
no,
can.
No, no.
Okay, you give
her. She gets mine.
They're big slices. You can share.
Come on. I'll take her tonight if she's feeling better.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Annie. Bye. Oh, she was already
no,
off.
They hung up a long time ago. She's like me. Make your point and get out of there.
Well, I'm going to make a point that one of your things is wrong so we can wrap up real quick.
What is wrong?
Ice Age. Ice Age is funny.
Ice Age is crap. That's
I don't love Raymond as much as everybody else
Raymond
does, but that's
good.
Raymond
is so annoying. He's like the live version of Eeyore. Well, I'm kind of that way too, but he's so dang mopey.
Mopey. That's a good word.
It's just
totally
like,
is.
Oh, I'm Ray Romano.
Well, until in Ice Age 2 and Queen Latifah comes and spices things
up. The whole movie is just awful, except the little squirrel guy with his nut.
Oh, he
that's
is cute.
That's all that's funny. Everything else is terrible. Terrible. So boring.
I'm just staring at you with a blank stare because that's hard for me to believe.
It's
okay,
horrible.
Well, I'll tell you one that I agree on then, too.
Okay.
I fully agree with Secret of Nim, by the way, because that's on my Netflix
that's
queue
a rare
perpetually.
One, huh?
I know I love
it.
That one, but people don't know about that, so I won't talk about that one. Monsters, Inc., which is a Pixar movie,
really good.
Totally made me cry. It was so touching.
It was good.
And I was
it's
like,
so funny,
he
too.
Got the splinter for the door.
I
and
know.
I was like, oh, tender.
You're a softie.
I kind of am.
I cried too.
Well, I
a
am
little
a girl.
Bit. The first time.
You don't have any excuse.
But the
you're
other
not a
100
girl.
Times I watched it, I didn't cry only the first time.
Okay.
But I have
yeah,
some weird ones on here.
You do have some weird ones.
Yeah, I know, but I want to.
You're right. American Tale, that's nice.
I like
all
that
all somewhere
one.
Out there and stuff.
Sing it for us. Come on.
Somewhere out there beneath the
you know what?
Pale moonlight.
That was pretty bad, but if I followed you, I'd make you look so good.
I wasn't really trying real
I'd
hard.
Sing, this is how I sing. Somewhere out there. That's my singing voice.
Oh,
singing
that's
and
lovely.
Talking, it's all one,
I know.
One note.
I just
one
play the music. Kim. I'm a DJ, not a singer. I play the singers.
Well, as long as you play good singing,
well,
not
thank
like
you.
Mariah Carey. And
no, I play the ting-tings.
This is a movie show. Okay,
the
ting-tings. We're not talking about music.
Okay,
unless
no.
it's in a movie.
Oh, gosh. That's we could do, maybe we'll do that next week.
Maybe.
Because that was
will.
What my whole Mindscapes with Angie show was.
Yeah,
just
I've got
about.
Some good ideas for upcoming
okay.
shows.
Okay. Well, let's save that thought then. And
yes.
go. That was really hard for me to say right then. Let's save that thought then and wrap things up so we can
right.
Head out to the weekend. Okay.
Fun.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Kevin.
You're
we'll
welcome.
See you again next week at
1:30.
Okay.
This has been a production of Movie Time with Kevin Stein here on Angie's regular air shift.